Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Final hour of power on deck here on this Monday night edition of Overtime, the final overtime before night one of the 2024 NFL Draft. We've talked to our guy, Emory Hunt. We've talked to Jason Lock and Four. Right now, when the switch gears are a little bit, and talk all things NBA. I told you I'd get you up to speed when we came back from break. Cavaliers up 82-65 with about 10 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. They look like they're well on their way to going up 2-0 in that series. Over at the Garden, the Knicks right now trail by 2 to the Philadelphia 76ers. Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid in their bag offensively, making life difficult for the New York Knicks. Josh Hart once again coming out playing big-time basketball for the Knicks. We will see how that game plays out here in the second half, and we'll keep you up to speed on all of that. Right now, to take a spin around the NBA and talk about everything we've seen in these opening round series, our pal Law Murray joins us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. He covers the NBA for The Athletic. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Law Murray, the NU. Law, what's going on, my brother? How you feeling?
Man, I'm glad that y'all the type of station that picks the phone up. I'm just going to say that.
Man, I know we had a little bit of phone trouble trying to get you on. I know it's been a busy, you know, past week, really, for you with covering the LA Clippers up close, trying to figure out what the hell was going on with Kawhi Leonard. I will start with your Clippers. How surprised were you that they came out and punched the Dallas Mavericks in the mouth the way that they did on Sunday?
I'll tell you what, because of the logistics of the time of the game, that was surprising to me because I've just gotten used to them playing just poor basketball at least for a stretch of their afternoon games this season. Like, they trailed by double digits at some point in every one of their afternoon starts, their matinee games. And when we saw the game time for game one, I was like, here we go. You know, like, you guys want us to keep talking about this, then, you know, or you guys don't want us to keep talking about this, then you're going to do something about it. And they did something about it. How they did it, the way they did it, that wasn't surprising to me. It looked like how you could kind of see this entire series playing out for the most part. I'm just giving the respect to how well Dallas has played and how good Luka Doncic is, and how good Kyrie Irving is as far as being a second guy. And I'm still thinking that this is going to be a seven-game series, especially with the uncertainty with Kawhi. But, I mean, the L.A. Clippers have shown throughout the year, for the people who paid attention to them and don't just wait for, you know, the talk show circuit to get going to assess the L.A. Clippers, if you really watch this team, when they need to get stops, they get stops. When they need an extended stretch where they need to come back from a deficit, they understand what they need to do on both ends of the floor. And in this case, the the blowout happened because they scored early and then they absolutely locked down with the Dallas Mavericks missing shots that I don't think they'll miss the rest of the series, but because they missed them in game one, it cost them. It cost the Mavericks. So the way they played, it just was a credit to those players. It's a credit to the head coach. And I'm just surprised that they did it in game one, considering how they played all season in daytime.
Yeah, they were pretty dominant. They led by as many as 29 in that basketball game. We know the juggernaut that Dallas has been down the stretch, 16-2 in their last 18. They held them to 38% from the field, Law. Was it a situation where, and you kind of just alluded to it, do you think Dallas was missing looks they normally make, or is it more of the Clippers really being locked in on that end of the floor as they've been throughout stretches of the year?
I mean, shoot, they had to shoot extremely well in the second half just to say they shot 38%. Like,
yeah.
They shot 22% in the first half. Like, yeah. Dallas was terrible. Dallas was extremely soft to begin that game. And that's not me saying that. That's their players saying that. That's Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving saying that. They didn't mentally or physically come with the right approach. And so I think that the Dallas Mavericks, you're never going to see them score 8 points in a quarter again.
Right.
Like that, I saw missed bunnies. I saw missed open shots. But I also saw the Clippers bump these dudes.
Yeah.
I saw the Clippers understand the assignment and not give up easy baskets when, the Dallas Mavericks, they feast it on certain defenses when they had their stretch in the last quarter of the year. And that's no disrespect to the Mavericks. I mean, I think we'd have concerns if they didn't win certain games that they won. And Dallas' defense is going to give them a chance in this series. I thought they defended reasonably well. I think to hold the Clippers to under 25 points in two of those four quarters,
yeah.
I think that's something that Dallas can really build on. But I got to give the Clippers credit defensively. They have been an inconsistent defense. And you could say that they kind of were in game one, but the difference is when you defend and how you defend matters. The scoreboard,
yes.
You're going to defend based on the scoreboard. When you're up 30, you're not defending like you were tied or to begin a game. So did Dallas have some success after halftime? Sure. But that's also the Clippers understanding you're in a playoff series and you're up.
Yeah.
Like, you're not breaking out the tools so that they can figure that out. Like, you don't need to win games by 50. What you need to do is win the game and get to the next game, because when you are in a series, you need to win four different ways. The team that can do that advances, and the Clippers understood that. Dallas probably is going to have some better shot luck,
right,
as far as results. But the way the Clippers approach the game, they understand what they need to do to win the series on that end of the floor.
The big elephant in the room, obviously, Law, is the status of Kawhi Leonard going into game two. It obviously could provide, more of a boost for this L.A. Clippers team. What's the latest you're hearing on Kawhi? And then, do you expect him ultimately to lace it up and give it a go in game two?
I mean, next time I see Kawhi, I'm going to ask him how he feels about big elephants, because we've been talking about that for the entire month here.
Yeah.
I don't expect him to play in game two. I just feel like...
Do you think the result in game one has anything to do with that?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. At least from what I gather, I don't think it's responsible to base a player needing to come back and play in a series on what the series margin looks like. I don't think that's responsible. You mean to tell me your knee feels better because your team is down in a series? Like, I don't think that's prudent. So I think that what we are dealing with is a player who hasn't played since March 31st. I don't think that would have been a factor a week or two ago. I think that is a factor now I think it's a good thing that we're discussing return to play protocol. Because when you're talking about return to play, it means that the guy is progressing physically, and now it's a matter of, what kind of shape is he in? What can he do physically that allows him to not just – you don't want Kawhi just showing up being Willis Reed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't in the NBA Finals. Dude has to last these last 2 months if he's trying to win a chip.
For sure.
You know, these dudes ain't trying to beat the Dallas Mavericks. They're trying to win four playoff series.
Yeah, for sure.
It starts with beating the Dallas Mavericks. But, you know, you're not just trying to see Kawhi just to say that you bought a ticket and saw Kawhi Leonard play basketball. Like, that's not how it works. So, I don't think game two is likely. If he's out there, cool. I mean, I'm going to be there regardless. But I think that the bigger question is, does he get on the plane with an intention to play when the series shifts to Dallas?
Okay.
And so he's questionable, but they listed him as questionable for game one when the players knew he wasn't playing.
Yeah.
I think that for game two, it would be a great sign if he's there, but I'm not planning on that happening. I think he's made the progress to think that he can reasonably play this week for the LA Clippers.
It's going to be something that is very interesting to watch. Law, outside of the Clippers and their massive beatdown to Dallas, when you look at the other series in this opening round, all of the higher seeds up 1-0, what's been the biggest surprise to you to this point in the playoffs?
Well, the fact that every single home team won game one. I thought we haven't seen that in more than a decade. So that honestly is intriguing to me, because if you're the home team, it's like, all right, cool, you won. But every one of these road teams, they have an opportunity then to, do what they came to those opening sites to do, and that's steal the home court advantage. As we speak, that's not going to happen in Cleveland.
That series is fascinating,
I'm just glad Jalen Suggs is back on the floor. Like, that looked terrible.
Yes.
You never want to see a guy – again, we're dealing with Kawhi and his knee, right? You never want to see a guy not be able to put weight on a knee.
Right.
Great for Orlando that they got him back. The Magic, their offense just looks tragic
now. It's ugly, man.
Yeah, they're the Orlando tragic, and hopefully they can get back to Florida and figure some things out with their season on the line. They've been disappointing. The Sixers, they came out and they're playing game two right now. They had another double-digit lead early. They're hanging on. That's going to be a competitive series. I think that all these series, despite the margins of some of these game ones, I think all of them are going to be competitive. Yeah. All of them are intriguing to me. All these teams are worthy of being where they are. And, you look at who won in the play-in in both conferences. Like, the Lakers, they're going to be a tough out for the Nuggets. We'll see that tonight. The Philadelphia 76ers, Miami Heat, they had to win play-in games. New Orleans Pelicans, if they would have lost,
man,
we're talking about a team that damn near won 50 games.
Right.
None of these teams are here for charity. And there's talent. And now that talent is being balanced by who's prepared better, who's approaching the game better, whose coach has their team ready to not just start games, but to adjust to them. And now you get that over the course of the series. So, again, we had some blowouts, but I think you're going to really see a really intriguing rest of the month as far as the first round is concerned.
Yeah, my biggest takeaway from the weekend, man, I said it at the top of the show, I've been drinking the Kool-Aid of the Minnesota Timberwolves with Cat, without Cat. I like Anthony Edwards in the competitive nature that he plays with. But with Cat back in the lineup, they have size on the interior with Gobert and Towns. We look like we're on a collision course for Nuggets and Timberwolves in round two. If I had to pick right now, I think Minnesota can give them a run for their money. How deep do you ultimately think the Timberwolves can go?
I thought the Timberwolves were incredibly impressive in game one. I am on record saying that I believe the Suns win that series.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But if the Suns are going to win that series, they better figure out what to do with it. I mean,
well, Law, can I throw this out at you real quick, Law? Because I know you're an X's and O's junkie. To me, I feel like you're asking so much out of Kevin Durant. You can't ask him to guard Ant and, give you 30 and lead you offensively. They need Brad Beal and Devin Booker to handle the load offensively and then just leave Kevin Durant on Anthony Edwards. That's their best perimeter defender. I mean, unless Grayson Allen's going to try to guard him from 48, but I don't think that'll go well.
Well, Grayson Allen physically.
Yeah, right. Got
to
be able to.
Grayson's going to be able to play for one. But even if he was 100%, Anthony Edwards is a nuclear physical talent.
Yeah.
Like, there's a he's the number one pick for a reason. And now the physical talent that he's always had is being marinated with the experience of being in the playoffs back-to-back years prior to this one, as well as just the fact that he's coming into his own maturity-wise. He's got great vets. I don't like referring to the Timberwolves as a quote-unquote young team.
Oh, no, not
like,
at
that
all.
Team employs, that team employs two starters from a team that was the number one seed in the Western Conference 3 years ago, yeah. And Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert. And so, like, that team has a lot going for them. They're the best defense in the league consistently throughout the course of the year.
Yeah.
And I just feel like schematically the Phoenix Suns have what it takes to have some comfort offensively. You didn't see that in game one. Getting to the mid-range is going to be a big part of that series for me. And for Minnesota to win as decisively as they did in game one, it's like, that's why I always say don't overreact to game ones. I got to see it again.
Oh, my goodness.
To think that they can actually win the series. Like, Phoenix still got to the mid-range. And they still shot a pretty decent percentage from there. Phoenix's offense came down to, they just didn't give themselves a chance anywhere else. Like, they didn't get to the paint at all.
Right.
They didn't make their threes. And most importantly, they didn't take care of the basketball. Like, 15 turnovers against the Minnesota Timberwolves ain't going to cut it when you're getting dominated on the glass as much as they did. The series is a lot on Kevin Durant.
It is.
The Phoenix Suns chose to build their team around two shooting guards. One of them has to play point. It ain't about the offense there, but they don't have size on the wing. Royce O'Neal being your main guy as far as a midseason acquisition.
Yeah, and also, there's no way Royce O'Neal can get more shots than Bradley Beal in the game either. Like, that's ridiculous. Brad's got to shoot the ball. Got to be aggressive offensively.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like you're playing Beal and Booker in the backcourt together. Look, when you're beating up against the Charlotte Hornets, that's one thing.
Right.
But, like, now, yeah, you're going up against the top defense in the NBA, and they don't have the coaching advantage there either. Like,
no.
Frank is a strong defensive mind, but they're not the most creative offense. And like I said, I feel like it's going to come down to those guys making shots. Like,
yeah.
I think Book is going to be more efficient. I think that'll help them. And Eric Gordon can't be scoreless.
Yeah.
Like, the only guy who basically scored off their bench was Royce O'Neal.
Yeah.
So I don't mind Royce O'Neal taking the shots that he took. Bradley Beal has to just be better when he's on the floor.
Yeah.
And that whole team, you just can't have the turnovers.
Sure.
Like, KD can't have five turnovers. To one assist. And so that's really what you're looking for. You're looking for the Phoenix Suns to have better shot quality. But if Ant decides that series is over, then we're going to see some things. And we know that his confidence is on another level.
Through the roof right now. Law, I appreciate you giving me some time. Man, real quick here, because we got to let you go. Who do you like tonight, Lakers-Nuggets game two?
I got to go and – this is crazy, but I think the Lakers can steal a game in Denver. They've been there for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
We saw how game two went last year.
Yeah.
They outplayed the Nuggets, and then there was a nasty stretch where they let go of the rope in the fourth quarter for just a bit, and that's all that took. That's kind of how game one went.
Yep.
Like,
that second
Lakers
half.
Had a double-digit lead.
That second half, they were not able to capitalize.
ATT went off.
That third quarter was the difference. Law, I appreciate you giving me some time, my man. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.